This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Myles Garrett may or may not be available. Cleveland has said no, but again, there's still buzz around there. He wants to leave. Think of T. Higgins with a sign and trade via the franchise tag. Think of who knows what's Trey Hendrickson. There's a million players. Deebo Samuel's coming up, where maybe via the right price. Let's just say that the other team goes, for the sake of argument, to you, Tobes. Toby Peters, we love Daron Payne. We love him. We want him as part of the deal, and it'll save you the pick sweetener on the back end. You don't have to give us a second. It will take Daron Payne from you, right? That could be part of a deal. And so it got us to thinking, who's on your list of you can't have that guy? Who's on your list, and how big is your list? And this is kind of getting me to an interesting point. I want to hear from you first, but 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Who's on your MC Hammer list? Who's on your can't touch list? Thank you very much.
I think there's only, and this speaks to how good of a job the coaching staff and the players maximizing their ability did this year. I think there's only like four guys for me. I think there's only four. Jaden's obviously at the top of that list.
Sure.
I think we all understand that. Terry would be on the list. I think that's understandable. And then there's been two dudes that I've seen various people throw around in potential Myles Garrett trades that I would immediately say no on, and I would throw in an extra pick so I could keep them. Frankie Louvu is unavailable to me. He's a chess piece. He's a Micah Parsons-style player without the Micah Parsons baggage and without the Micah Parsons price tag. And he's a great leader in that locker room. So to me, Frankie Louvu is untouchable. I've seen people float him around for Myles Garrett. I'll throw you another pick. I'm keeping Frankie Louvu because I think he's that impactful. He was a second-team All-Pro this year. Really, really good player. He's untouchable to me. And then the next one would be Mikey Sanders still. I've seen people throw his name around. He's not available to me. He looks like he could be a legit corner. And whether he ends up outside, which I think they're going to kick him back inside, but I thought he played reasonably well outside this year. Regardless, when you get a guy like that, especially as a second rounder with a price tag, he's not available. He looks like he could be a legit nickel defender for a long time. A guy like a Mike Hilton or someone like that who is impactful for that Bengals defense for a long time. I think he can play that sort of role, or he can be your number two corner for a long time. You've got three more years of cheap play from him. He's not available to me. So that kind of is the list for me. Like, you look at, we talked about Payne and Allen yesterday. I'll part with either or both of them. You look at some of the other impactful players. I don't know that it's, you can't have that guy for Myles Garrett. To me, it's only four dudes that I'm saying, if you're saying, give me the best player available, which would be Myles Garrett, I'll throw in an extra pick. I'm keeping these four guys.
800-636-1067. That's Toby's list. Okay. So, all right. I've got a pretty significant list here as I was starting to think about it.
Interesting. Okay.
Here we go. You ready? Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin. That's the end of my list. And I tell you what, I love little Terry as much as the next guy. I don't know what scenario would happen, but if somebody said, like, for sake of argument, let's say Minnesota, something, the craziest thing in the world happens. They go, we're actually going to move Justin Jefferson. They wouldn't, but bear with me. Well, we could do it for, I don't know, next year's one and Terry McLaurin, so we have someone to build around and help us in the next couple of years transition to this new regime or something. For Justin Jefferson. Okay. Like, I love Terry. But to sit, like, there is nobody right now in the league where I would go, yeah, you can have Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
Right? I mean, even the best that are doing it, I would not trade him for anybody. That, which says something, right? For McLaurin, to say he's untradeable, any realistic scenario, no, he's not tradable. But it's not if, like, I don't know, I gotta make it up a name. If Calvin Ridley's available, then no, pound sand. You're not having Terry McLaurin. But if Jamar Chase is, he wouldn't be, but if he was, right? Or, I don't know, you could, if CeeDee Lamb or A.J. Brown, maybe an A.J. Brown. But you see my point. So very few scenarios, but I'll say for realistic scenarios, McLaurin's untradeable. That's my list. I like all the guys you mentioned. I love Bobby Wagner. I love Dante Fowler, what he did. He's a free agent. But Frankie Louvu was awesome. Nobody here outside of those two guys to me is untradeable. Knowing with kind of the full-fledged understanding, if I'm going to get better, I have to do a couple of things. I may have to give something that hurts. People should treat it as painful to give up that first rounder, painful to give up that second rounder, but you got to give to get. Number two, I've got to trust the brain trust to go, I'll find the next Louvu. It's not like Frankie Louvu signed for $25 million a year, right? The film was available to anybody. They saw him in Carolina for a dreadful team, floundering, going nowhere, and that guy played really, really well in this Swiss Army knife role, and they had him come up and do the same. To me, the premium position guys, like, depends on your city, depends on your team, depends on your guy. But if I've got a great left tackle, it's going to take an awful lot from him to move for me. See Trent Williams going to San Francisco and having a bunch of great years afterwards.
Yeah.
It would take the craziest set of circumstances to happen, and that's what happened. I'm not moving off a superstar receiver that's really good and a good citizen, not complaining and kvetching and moaning all the time. And I'm certainly not moving my great quarterback. Other than that, if we had an alpha superstar corner, Sauce Gardner, you'd be hard-pressed to include me, to have him included in deal. You'd be hard-pressed to include a great defensive end like a Myles Garrett, right, under contract in this
sure.
Car. Other than that, I got to find my next Louvu. And if I can't, I'll just find a dependable stay-at-home linebacker as I've built four werewolves up front to go get the quarterback. Like, to me, that's easier to find than one of the superstars at a premium position. If that's what I'm getting in return, everybody's on the table. It would suck to trade Frankie Louvu away. I would not like it. I wouldn't be happy about it. Some way, it would suck to get rid of a second rounder. It would stink on ice to trade away a first round pick for one of these dudes. Again, I don't think most are worth it. Garrett would be. And that should be painful because you're acquiring somebody so special.
Right. But it's so hard, you know, and maybe the better exercise here with this too, Danny, is who has value? Like, which of these guys has value in trade? Because I say take Louvu and Sandra still off the board. If I'm the Cleveland Browns and I'm saying, okay, I want a one, and Washington says, I'm not giving you two ones, right? I'll give you a one and a three and a player. Which player am I asking for? I'm probably asking for Sandra still. Mm-hmm. I'm probably asking for Louvu. Do I really want Daron Payne? Do I really want John Allen? Maybe Brandon Coleman would have some trade value. Is someone really that excited about Luke McCaffrey? No one's really that excited about Ben Sinnott. I mean, you look through this team. Again, it's a credit to what they were able to accomplish this season. It's not like there's a ton of guys that everyone around the league's like, you know what? We need Noah Brown back. We need De'Ami Brown. Like, I know those guys are free agents, but like, there's not right. a ton. And so maybe to your point, Jaden's untouchable. We know that. Terry, in just about every circumstance, is untouchable. But if you really want to go get your guy, you don't have other dudes with value. You might have to trade one of those dudes on the defensive side.
So this is such a good point here that you're making. And I, Grant and I have argued about this a bunch. He thinks the roster is more talented than I do. I look at what you just said, and this is kind of my whole point here, is punch above your weight class doesn't begin to cover it. What they just did with guys that nobody else wanted, playing key roles,
mm-hmm.
Not the special team Sammy, not your Michael Walker, not Alan George or, you know, Andre Jones Jr. as a rotational defensive end,
yeah.
But starters. No one really was that interested in Cleveland Farrell, Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler. Dante Fowler signed for less money than Tress Way. Like, they just did this with readily available players that, I mean, Zach Ertz was basically out of football. Anybody could have signed him. And Washington was like, here's something. Fine. Huge down the stretch for them. Getting them into the postseason. Getting them into the damn conference championship game. You already mentioned, Noah Brown was cut mm-hmm. by the aforementioned Houston Texans. De'Ami Brown has been available. Well, if anybody had offered anything over the last 4 years for De'Ami Brown, the answer may have not have been yes, because Ron drafted him. But you know what I mean? The point is, you're willing to give us something for that guy? You guys are going to give us something for De'Ami Brown. Oh, yeah, we need a lot. If you just come pick him up, it's yours. It's like a TV when you're moving
yeah.
that won't fit in your new apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Buy us dinner one time, you can have it.
Yes. Just if you have something that can haul away my couch that had dust mites in it or something. Alameda Zacchaeus. I mean, I could go on. They just did that with that.
Well, and that goes back to our other point, what we talked about earlier. This is why you have to upgrade this roster. Like,
yes.
You like the guys, what they were able to do. Is Dante Fowler going to have another double-digit sack season? Maybe. Probably not. Like, I'm not going to count on it. Is Zach Ertz going to come back and do what he did this year? Maybe. Probably not. You can do that with just about everybody on the roster. And I saw a report today that Jeremy Chinn maybe is the most likely of the one-year guys to come back. That's fine. But like, I don't know that a lot of these guys are going to be able to do it. So you have to improve. And mm-hmm. so that's through the draft. That's through free agency. And that's finding guys in smart ways to improve. And so I think, you know, maybe you have to include one of these dudes on the defensive side. I think Quan Martin maybe is someone that someone would be interested in. But again, are you moving off people that you really are trying to build around? Maybe Sam Cosmi, but he's hurt. Like, I don't know that this team has a lot of value for guys in trades. So it's going to end up being draft picks. And then you have to decide if you're Adam Peters, or like we talked about, realistically, you've got a five-year window. You're in year two. It's really easy coming off an NFC championship game appearance to say, let's go, baby. We're all in right now. Versus what happens if, okay, I trade my pick this year, next year, the next year, and all of a sudden, maybe we're not playing up to our standard, and we need to improve some places, and we don't have the draft capital anymore, and we've spent a lot in free agency, and that guy didn't pan out. So you have to be smart with these things where we're reactionary saying, let's go all in year two. Maybe you have to be a little more smart going into this season and looking ahead.
You can't pluck away too many culture guys.
Yes.
And kind of keep it going. You have to switch out some, and some are going to be gone regardless whether you want them to or not.